guys. Welcome to
the brand new podcast, Young and in Love.
This
is the podcast, Young and in Love. Hello, young lovers, and welcome to another episode of Young and in Love.
Young and in Love.
Again, I'm Josh.
And I'm Taylor.
We're the Andersons. And this is Young and in Love. Young and in Love. This is Young and in Love. Welcome to the dining room of the Young and Love podcast. We are not coming to you from the closet. The sound may be a little different because we're in the dining room and there's a refrigerator in the background running. Don't worry, we have it chained up so it won't get away. Get it?
Yeah.
Is your refrigerator running? Okay. This episode is brought to you in partnership with The Adventure Challenge. They are a couple who has made a fantastic book called The Adventure Challenge Couples Edition, where it's a scratch-off book, so it's hardback, as well as nice thick cardstock pages. And we're just going to go ahead and read what this book is designed for. So it says, this book is... No, you go ahead and read it. So these people don't have to listen to me all the time.
Where is that at? Oh. This book is designed to awaken the part of you that can only come alive outside of your everyday norm. Most of these adventures are meant to be so random and out of the box that you'll be forced to be in a slight mental shock when you start doing them consistently. It stimulates a part of your brain that actually triggers your adventurous side.
So it's a book of date ideas that are ranging from food ideas to...
There's just a whole lot of stuff in here. So you can do art stuff or, like you said, trust stuff, like relationship stuff, food.
Cheap stuff, expensive stuff.
Yeah.
Crazy about you stuff. So we are in partnership with them because I saw this as an ad on Instagram, so I reached out to them, and they were so gracious enough to help us get a hold of one of these before Valentine's Day. So as a Valentine's edition of the podcast, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. We are going to be doing the first date and recording it for you guys to hear. So every page has 3 to 4 dates on it and a little scratch-off section. So you go ahead and you scratch off the date to see what is beneath.
So am I gonna scratch off now?
Yeah.
Okay, and so the thing is, if you scratch it off, like, you have to do it.
Yeah, no take backs. Keep going.
Oh, that works a lot better. Guys, use a key if you guys get this.
Use something sharp. We're just going to fast forward the rest of this scratching portion and be back with you in a minute to read it. Okay, so each challenge is a small silver square, and above it, it's got a money sign, a clock, and a hourglass. So the money sign tells you how much you should expect to spend on the date. The clock tells you how much or what time of day you should do it. And then the hourglass tells you approximately how much time it's going to take you.
Oh, okay. So this one says, create your own couple's currency, similar to Monopoly money, and print it off on paper. Create a list of what your couple's currency can buy. Back rubs, cooking, chores, etc. Then play your game of choice and incorporate your couple's currency.
Okay, so I guess we'll go ahead and make our currency, huh? All right.
So it's just, like, money, and we just write, or is it, like, little slips, and we write down... Like,
no, it's money. So we write like $5 Josh dollars or $5 Tay dollars. J dollars. J Tay. Taj. Taja. Taja dollars, and then we use them to buy things off the list.
What things?
The list.
Oh.
That we have to make. Back rubs, cooking, chores, etc. And then instead of using normal money, you use the couple's money.
It's supposed to make a lot.
No, you incorporate it, which means you just add it in.
Oh. Okay, guys, yeah. I understand.
Another cool thing about this book is that it doubles as a scrapbook. So underneath every date idea, there's blank lines for you to write your reactions to the date, as well as two-sided or double-sided tape. So if you buy just the book, it's $40. We bought the deluxe edition, which comes with a Polaroid camera. And the Polaroid camera is so that you can take a picture doing your date, and then you can attach it to the double-sided tape inside of the book. So, a really cool thing as well with this book is that they're very active on social media. So when you do your dates, you can tag them in the date idea and you with the book, and they usually repost it or post it themselves. So we'll get after making this money.
And now a quick break.
Yay! So what we're going to start out doing is making the list of things the currency can buy, because us drawing on pieces of paper isn't exactly the most exciting podcast, the most exciting listening experience. So we're going to go ahead and brainstorm what ideas our couple currency can buy. And then if you guys are listening, maybe you can do it along with us. So pause the podcast every once in a while and talk to your significant other about what things your couple currency can buy. So, what are things that you're always asking me to do?
The dishes.
The dishes, okay. Write down the dishes. Dishes. I think something else that we can buy is quality time, no phones. Should we put down TV time? If someone else is watching the TV, but we want to watch the TV, then we pay them for the TV time. I want to watch. No, I want to watch.
We don't fight over the TV.
No, we don't. Maybe that's a bad idea. I'm going to pay you to play sports with me. Like tennis or...
Okay.
Or ride the skateboard.
Make you come to the gym with me.
Ooh, you're going to pay me to come to the gym with you. If I say I don't want to, you're going to pay me. No. Here. With my couple's currency, now you have to come.
I don't know. I feel like this is hard. Like, what if, like, some things, like, I want, but, like, if I have to ask you to do it, then it defeats the whole purpose. Like, it's no longer meaningful.
What could there possibly be that if you asked me to do it, that it no longer be meaningful?
Like I don't know, like flowers, or like breakfast in bed, or...
This is everything you wanted for Valentine's Day that I didn't give you?
Or...
Plan the family home evening lesson. Plan a date night. Great idea, Taylor.
Oh, my bad.
Fold the laundry. Put the dishes away.
Play with hair.
Please. Butler, play with my hair. I'll give you $10 to play with my hair. 10 Anderbucks to play with my hair. That's a pretty good currency name, huh? Anderbucks. Rub my feet. Not mine, but you like it.
I was gonna say what? Since when?
You gonna read that one aloud for the fans?
Cuddles and movie instead of gaming.
Okay. You're gonna have to pay big bucks for that one.
It's just on the weekends.
What?
Just on the weekends.
Just on the weekends? Mm-hmm. The only time I actually play video games. Mm-hmm. I guess when people listen back to these episodes, or maybe even when we listen back on these episodes, we're going to pick up on little nuances about what was going on in our personal life. Like, oh, Taylor hasn't said anything this week, but I guess I played too many video games last weekend. Because she's bringing that up now.
I didn't say that.
You didn't say it out loud. You also didn't deny it. Even we are imperfect. I guess that brings up a solid point in the fact that we started the podcast out as sort of like an informative thing. Like we were going to be looking into just like all about love, mm-hmm, and studying about it. And we still are doing that. It's just now principles that we are going through. So it's slowly turning into an audio journal / blog about
our relationship.
Yeah. Which I think is fine. Because I was thinking about this today when I was writing your Valentine's Day post, is that something that I really appreciate about our relationship is that we are incredibly forgiving to each other, like towards each other, mm-hmm, as well as we are both, in my mind, we are both very dedicated to the cause of progression. Mm. Like progress, mm-hmm, and the fact that we're both very focused on being better. So we don't get upset with, like, although we may get disappointed about our, like, shortcomings and our weaknesses, we're both dedicated to becoming the best that we can be for each other. And I thought that was something that I really appreciated.
That's very true.
Because, do you want to talk about that thought that you had earlier this week about us not being similar?
What?
Remember when you were like, I don't want to say it this way, but it's like, I don't want to say that we're not a good match.
Yeah. I just, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm not the most challenging, like, partner. Like, and that's not because, like, I don't, like, try to. It's just, like, my personality. I'm, like, a very low main. I think I'm low maintenance. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an extremely low maintenance person. It doesn't take a lot to, like, make, well, I don't want to say it doesn't take a lot to make me happy, but, like, I mean, because I would always, like, appreciate, like, the extra stuff, you know? But, like, I don't normally, like, expect a lot, or, like, if I do expect a lot and, like, it doesn't happen, then, like, I don't say anything. You. Yeah, I just sort of get over it. Sometimes it comes out and I sort of blow up. That's another thing. I'll, like, I won't say anything for forever, and then, like, if too much builds up, I just explode on Josh. And he's like, where did all this come from?
Yeah.
So.
Sounds slightly unhealthy.
Yeah.
Emotionally. What are you gonna do? Take your emotional sickness medicine. Joe Rogan was talking about anxiety and depression and, like, mental illness and things. And because they were talking about cannabis and how it could be used to, like, help people relax. Mm-hmm. But there was a doctor on there that was pro-cannabis, and then he had a an author on there who was like against cannabis and had done tons of research on the negative effects of cannabis. So like for the entire 3-hour podcast, they were just like duking it out over this. But at one point, they started talking about mental health, and this one guy that was for cannabis started talking about how mental, like, life is hard, and that like some people need this to get through the day. And I just thought that anyone who, obviously there's some people in this world that do not have brains that function correctly, right? That are physically disabled in the fact that their brains do not function like the rest of us. But for the most part, the majority of Americans are healthy, right? Like we live in a far better place than a lot of people in this world. And then Joe said that we overprescribe in like the United States.
Oh, I agree with that.
Like far too many things are prescribed. He specifically referenced ADHD medication, so Adderall in particular, because he says that like any kid who can't maintain a decent like attention span,
Which is every kid.
yeah, which is every kid ever that walks into a doctor's office, the doctor immediately just writes a prescription for Adderall and calls it a day. But then he was talking about the negative side effects that Adderall has on kids when they get older. Like they have issues taking tests because their brain never developed to maintain a focus for longer than intended. So it's got a lot of these negative feedbacks. And I was thinking the same thing about like people who make the excuse that like cannabis is the only thing that gets through their day. Like, are we just inhibiting people from actually developing the right personal skills to overcome
That makes a lot of
like
sense.
mental health?
And they have to like rely on it.
Yeah, because then it becomes a reliance. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are going to be like, no, that's such a terrible way to view people. Like, where's your empathy? Where's your compassion for those who suffer? Which, like, anybody who says that to me obviously doesn't know me
Right.
because that's in no way, shape, or form where I'm coming from. But I do believe in the empowerment of people and the fact that we are capable of far more than a lot of us let ourselves be. And oftentimes it's just our self like discipline and our own desire to become better that gets in our way.
Right.
So anyways, I think this is a pretty good list. To recap the list after that slight tangent, that we've got so far is we've got washing the dishes, which I would assume would also mean load the dishwasher. We have quality time, parentheses, no phones, close parentheses. I put down play sports, so that's like tennis or teaching you to ride the skateboard better or, I don't know, bicycle. You ride the bicycle and you tug me on the skateboard. That's a leg workout for you. Anyways, go to the gym, do something romantic, which was a good conversation about, well, could have, yeah, could be a good conversation about, is it worth it if you tell me to do it? Or is it no longer romantic because you had to tell me to do it?
I don't know if we have enough. People would have to give me their opinions on this, but my opinion is if I have to tell like you to do something that I would like and then you immediately do it or like do it the next day, I don't know. I feel like it ruins the point. Like it's no longer romantic because I thought of the idea and like realized it wasn't there and I had to tell you. And so you did it. Like it's not just like you being like, oh, I'm gonna do this for Taylor. And like I had
Yeah.
no idea. And then you surprised me with it. I'm like, oh, that was so sweet.
So I started thinking about this because it's come up before on the podcast about how I used to be very spontaneous and would do things like that. And it all came down to me no longer having a reliable source of transportation. Because when we were dating, you were stuck on campus because you didn't have a car, and I did have a car, or there was plenty of stuff around campus that I could be spontaneous. So I could go and pick up flowers, or I could go buy a box of cookies, or I could show up at your apartment in the middle of the night and be spontaneous. But like today, I would have gladly bought you flowers and a box of chocolates, but yesterday we were always together because we both had the car and you came to Walmart with me. And then today I had to ride the bus home, so there was no opportunity for me to stop and go and get flowers because you called me and asked me when I was going to be at the bus stop, and then you wanted to go to dinner immediately instead of at 7 o'clock. So I was going to tell you when I got to the bus stop that I was 20 minutes away.
Oh, well.
So that I could go get flowers. But that's not the point. The point is that, like, my circumstances limit, like, my spontaneity. But that simply means that I have to adapt. And I have to change. And instead of being spontaneous and living life sort of in the moment, I have to now retrain my brain to think of these things ahead of time so that I can have an accurate amount of time to plan and to do things. And I think that's where the thought process for the list that I mentioned in the last episode mm-hmm. came from, is the fact that, like, if I write down a list of things that I can do to love you better and to be spontaneous again and to be romantic again, then I'm going to have more opportunities to plan ahead and to, like, put these things into action. So it's simply become down to circumstances, because we only have one car and now we live together, so I can't just spontaneously show up at your apartment or show up at work because you work with the car. But I can plan ahead, and I can not be a victim of my circumstances. I can adapt and overcome my circumstances. Any other thoughts? You have to verbalize your answers on a podcast. People listen to podcasts.
I keep forgetting that we're recording this. No, no other thoughts.
Okay. Clean the bathroom, cook dinner, take the dog out, plan FHE lesson, which is family home evening. It's a weekly night that we have together in home where we study gospel principles about God and Jesus Christ. Give a massage, plan a date night, should be a surprise date night. Do the laundry, fold the laundry, put dishes away, rub Taylor's feet, because my feet are incredibly ticklish. Play with hair, Taylor's hair. I don't have much hair to play with. Cuddles and movie instead of gaming, which I can accept. She's willing to pay me for it. And the last one that's been scribbled on to the list is sex. XXX. Now, I mean, if you're willing to pay for sex, I think that says something about your character. but definitely something on the list, because it can slip by the wayside. All right. That was a pretty decent first date, right?
Yeah.
Like, ease your way into things. As we do more of these dates, we'll be sharing them with you, because we think it's a pretty neat idea. And then if you guys start to like what you hear and enjoy some of the dates that we do and some of the experiences that we have, then you guys can go out and buy the book yourselves. So again, the book is called The Adventure Challenge Couples Edition. It's sold by The Adventure Challenge. They are on Instagram at @TheAdventure_Challenge. And their website URL is theadventurechallenge.com. currently they're sold out as of Valentine's Day. But you can pre-order now to secure your spot in the next shipment before it sells out. So it's a scratch-off keepsake with 50 adventurous dates. And each adventure is designed to help you explore outside your habits, dive deeper into your relationship, and make meaningful memories. No take-backs. If you scratch off a date, you have to do it. If you uncover a date that makes you uncomfortable, you have the amazing opportunity to let this book do what it was designed, to help you grow as a couple. Simply choose a category together, then scratch off your adventure. Don't forget to take a picture and journal your experience so that when you're all finished, you'll have a keepsake to show your kids or your family or your friends or whoever would like to see what you've been up to. So go ahead and follow them on Instagram. Check out their website and look at the different options that they have. They also have, besides the couples edition book, they also have a, They have their original adventure challenge book, which is the Friends edition. That's also on pre-order. So when they get enough orders, then they can put in to have them produced, manufactured, and then they send them out as a large sum.
I told Josh we were going to buy that edition too because we're best friends.
We are best friends. You're my buddy. My compadre. My trusted confidant. My main squeeze. Squeeze, squeeze. So please show them their support because they're supporting us as a podcast. We appreciate them reaching out to us and, reaching back out to us, right? Since we reached out to them. And are appreciative for all the support that you guys give us as well. Make sure you give the podcast a follow or you subscribe so that you never miss a new episode. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Our tag on all three social medias is @YoungLovePC, PC as in podcast. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, contributions, feedback, or just a friendly reminder that you're listening, make sure you send us a message on any of those platforms. Tay, you got anything for the people?
Thank you for listening. That's all.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Till next time, friends.
Bye.